AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump's visit to Britain included some time today with royalty. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
At Buckingham Palace, a royal gun salute kicking off the president's state visit. Queen Elizabeth smiling a few times as they walk toward the palace's broad lawn, where the president and Prince Charles inspected the honor guard in its traditional bearskin hats. From there, the president toured Westminster Abbey. He's mixing pageantry with punches, insulting London's mayor on Twitter even before landing. Britain's Brexit woes are already threatening to overshadow his visit. I'm Sagar Magani.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are having afternoon tea with Prince Charles and his wife Camilla at their official residence in central London. The Mexican government took to Twitter to communicate that they are working to de-escalate tensions over immigration and avoid punitive tariffs on all Mexican exports to the U.S. President Trump has threatened to impose tariffs on Mexico June 10th if Mexico doesn't toughen its stand on Central American migrants. 52 people were shot over the weekend in Chicago. 10 died. Police Commissioner Eddie Johnson says 18 people have been arrested, but this is very frustrating.
We know who a lot of these people are. And how do we know that? Because we keep arresting them over and over and over and over and over again. And it's just a vicious cycle.
Despite the recent violence, homicide numbers in Chicago are continuing a downward trend over the last 2 years. Kevin Spacey is in a courthouse on Nantucket accused of groping a young man at a bar there in 2016. Alan Jackson is Spacey's attorney.
There are several troubling aspects of what's been going on up to this point. But the zenith of those is misrepresentations that were made by the Commonwealth to the defense, very specifically as they relate to Will Little's phone.
This is AP Radio News. There are more details about the mass shooting in Virginia.
Shooter Dwayne Craddock, an employee of the Virginia Beach Utilities Department, emailed his resignation letter, then opened fire on his co-workers. Hours later, a city official says his resignation email was brief and unremarkable. Nothing in it, she says, that hinted of what was to come. Officials say he was an employee in good standing. Craddock died during a gun battle with police. No official word yet on whether they killed him or he killed himself. I'm Rita Foley.
7 people have been diagnosed with Legionnaire's disease at a hospital outside Columbus, Ohio. One of them died. A hospital official says it's too early to determine the final cause of death. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says cooling towers containing water and a fan as part of a centralized cooling system are potential sources of Legionnaire's disease. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are 2 of the 4 hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.